We're now going to have Natalia Beltran, who's going to speak to us about wine, monasteries and tourism. I apologize if I mispronounced your name. The floor is yours.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Natalia Beltran and my topic is wine and monasteries, Benedictine monasteries in Europe. This research is based on the final thesis of my master's degree in gastronomy, and which was present at the Atlas of Évora in 2019. This case study evolved and explored the relationship between Benedictine monasteries, wine, and tourism. This investigation has been presented as the first article of my doctoral thesis, and today I would like to present a summary of this research. Okay, introduction. There has always been a connection between religion, cults, and wine, from the Neolithic period to the Egyptian, Greek, and Roman cultures. In the Bible, the Old Testament mentioned Noah as the first one to cultivate vine and to produce wine. There are different religion congregations, and this paper studied the Benedictines. This congregation was founded by Saint Benedict of Nurs, who was the author of the Benedictine rules. This rule regulates the life of the monk by balancing the schedule between work, prayer, study, meditation, and rest. Okay, main objective. The main goal of this research are to determine how many Benedictine monasteries are still making wine nowadays in Europe, and to investigate what their connection with the wine tourism. Methodology. The methodology follow is structured in three stages. The first stage consists in the identification of the VN in Europe. The second one is the identification of these Benedictine monasteries that produce wine. And the last stage is the analysis of each of these monasteries that the promotional tools use and the tourist context of each site. Okay, for the first stage, the website of the Benedictine Confederation was used, where data can be obtained from the existing VN. Currently, there are about 1,200 affiliate Benedictine monasteries in the world. Okay, in the same page, we use two filters. The first one, we choose the region, and in this case, Europe. And the second one, the activity of the monk. In this case, craft work and other products. According to the Confederation's website, there are 68 Benedictine monasteries in Europe dedicated to making craft and products. Afterward, we proceed to analyze the information of these monasteries and the manual work. Okay, we obtain this information, and they produce a cosmetic product, bakery, publication, books, CDs, and other. But we use the soft drink and alcoholic drinks, in this case, the wine. Okay, in the second stage of this research, the focus was on those VN that still produce wine. From these 68 monasteries, just 18 continued to produce alcoholic drink, and only 5 continued to produce the making wine. 2 in Italy, the Montevigini and the Preaglia Abyss, St. Hildegard, St. Madeleine, and Buchfass Abyss, that are in Germany, France, and England, respectively. And the last stage consists in the analysis of the promotional tools used by the monasteries. Okay, as we can see in this table, there are the 68 monasteries in Europe that produce craft and products, 80 that making alcoholic drink, and the 5 that only produce wine. Okay, about the wine growing region, there is a close relationship between the location of the monasteries and the main wine producing areas in Italy, France, and Germany, 4 of which are located near or within the respective wine growing place. For example, the Montevirginia Abbey located in the area of the Campania region, famous for the variety of its wines. About the wine production, we can see the Montevirginia Abbey produce wine and quality standard, like a red wine or white wine, in this case Greco di Tufo and Avellino, Fiano Avellino. The Di Praglia Abbey, they produce a white, red, and sparkling wine, like this one, the Canus Fratellea. And the St. Hildegard Abbey, it has about 20 different types of wine. They have a special edition, in this case, the monastic edition. St. Madeleine, they produce the Ventua edition. The most famous is Saint Romand. And the last one, the Buckfast Abbey, they produce only one, the tonic wine. About the internal promotion network, the monastery has a website. All 5 have website, but only 4 has in the same website an eating that can sell wine and other products. About the wine tourism activities, the Montevirginia Abbey has the wine tasting and the Enoteca. The Enoteca is a no-gastronomic activity in the region of Campania. Di Praglia has the visit of the wine cellary, and they offer the tasting of these three different wines. The installation are rented for the private events and relate what with wine tasting. The Hildegard Abbey has the wine walk. It's a walk around the vineyard. And the St. Madeleine and the Buckfast Abbey, they don't have activity with the wine tourism. Conclusion. From the Benedictine monasteries found in Europe, only 5 continue to produce wine. Nowadays, the production of wine in each monastery is different. The white or red wine to the St. Madeleine and the Praglia Abbeys, and the Buckfast only produce the tonic wine. In contrast with the abbeys that have established small factories, like Montevirgini and St. Hildegard, one of the 5 monasteries is owned by nuns, St. Hildegard Abbey, and the winery is directed by this, the Sister Tecla. She is an enology by profession. The monasteries are mentioned in the region tourist promotion and marketing page, and in some cases, they are part of more structured products and routes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natalia, for that very interesting presentation. Do we have any questions from the floor? Yep, thank you.
Maybe someone have more activity and someone no. Okay, for example, the Abbey, the St. Hildegard is a very big Abbey, those they have more activities like sport, tourism activities or religious. Yes. Connection? No, they don't have connection.
Thank you. Any other questions? That all for now. Thank you, Natalia.
Okay.
Very interesting. Thank you so much.